You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A happy Wednesday and welcome in to Sending In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Man, do we have a lot to get to today. Jackson Holliday likely making his debut with the Baltimore Orioles. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Of course, the Masters starts tomorrow. We're giving out our full card, talking about a ton of the golfers on today's show. Solid slate in the NBA tonight, a play that I really, really like. We're going to get into that. Going off the glass, Lucy Burge going to join you middle of the show to talk some MLB, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, we want to hear from you guys. Any best bets, any questions, comments that you have for us, let us know. If there are golfers that you're thinking about betting for the Masters, if there are any plays in the NBA, MLB tonight that you're thinking about, make them, send it into the chat and let us know. And as always, if you miss anything over the next 30 minutes, you can check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing going. Glass is in session on a Wednesday, and we're debuting a new segment that we're all excited about. We're calling it Shark Tank, and who better to do a little Shark Tank with than the man himself, Shawnee Sharp. So, Shawnee Sharp, what is our first offer that we are making here?
Yes, Peach. So for our viewers out there, so basically it's kind of like, you know, a Shark Tank, but you know, I'm going to be pitching ideas here to Peach, and let's see if he likes my, and if he'll go to the units that I'm asking for, he agrees to them. So first here, Sharks. I'm asking for 2 units on the soon to be AL Rookie of the Year, Jackson Holliday. He's currently plus 340 at BetMGM, Peach.
So I like the potential, Shawnee Sharp, of this bet, but I'm going to be out right now, especially for the 2 units. I do think Holliday is a great shot at winning this award at plus 340. But the beauty of the Orioles is that this is now the third number one overall prospect that they have had over the last 3 years. We saw Adley Rutschman as the number one prospect. We saw Gunnar Henderson as the number one prospect. We also saw Grayson Rodriguez as the number one pitching prospect. All three of those guys struggled early on in their careers. It took Adley a little bit to get going. It took Gunnar Henderson a little bit to get going. It also took Grayson Rodriguez a little bit to get going. As a matter of fact, they sent him back down to the minors and then sent him back up. He's been great ever since. Jackson Holliday's 20 years old. He's going to be a superstar. There's no question in my mind, but I do think there are going to be some growing pains. I do think it's going to take him a little bit to get going. So wait for this price to get up to like plus 500, plus 550, maybe even plus 600. Remember, Gunnar Henderson was the favorite to win this award last year, got off to a slow start, and then had a great second half of the season. I could definitely see the same thing happening with Jackson Holliday. So right now I am out, but revisit this in about 5-6 weeks. I'm going to be back in on him to win AL Rookie of the Year.
All right. Well, the next one I have here is Akshay Bhatia to be the top debutante. As we know, the debutantes usually don't win, but for him to be the top one is plus 700 at BetMGM. He's third on the list. So I think that's pretty good value here, Peach. I'm asking for 1 unit. What do you think?
I'm also going to be out on this one as well, Shawnee Sharp. Akshay, look, he wasn't going to play in the Masters, but he won last week at the Valero. And because of that, one of the ways that you make the Masters is if you win an event on the PGA Tour in that calendar year, you're able to punch your ticket to Augusta. So Akshay had to win last week to get to Augusta. He did just that. And just think about the emotions, right? Like, you win on the PGA Tour. Now you're going to Augusta. You're playing in your first Masters. You're playing on one of the most difficult golf courses in the entire world. I just don't know where his head's at right now. I don't know if he's going to be up for playing at the Masters when you're obviously competing against all the best players in the world. And also, Wyndham Clark is a debutante this year, the number 4 player in the world, a guy that I'm really high on this week. So all those factors, even though it's a nice price on Bhatia at plus 700, I'm going to pass.
All right. Well, at some point, I'm going to have you invest with me here. So hopefully this next one you're with me on. How about Tiger to make the cut? It's at even money here. So we know last year didn't make the cut, but this upcoming year he had a fun press conference saying that he just loves the competition. So can we see Tiger? And he also said that he thinks he has one more in him to win the Masters. So is he going to make the cut?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to win the Masters again, but I certainly think that he can make the cut, especially at even money. Obviously, the big thing for Tiger is going to be the health. He still has the game. He's good enough to make a cut, especially at a course that he knows so well, right? The beauty of the Masters is that obviously the field is much shorter for this major than all the other majors. You have all the previous champions playing in this event, so you can really knock out like 15 golfers right off the bat. Then you have guys playing it for the first time. You have guys that are playing in it but really know that they don't have any kind of chance to win mentally. They know they're not going to be able to compete. So you can eliminate a good amount of golfers. For Tiger, we know over the last couple of years, it's just been about health. Is he going to be able to walk that course for 36 holes? Guys talk about all the time that the Masters is one of the toughest courses just to walk all 18 holes just because of the different slopes and the elevation changes and all these different sorts of things. Tiger knows how to plot his way around the course. He knows where he can't miss it. He knows where he has to put it on the green. I'm not worried about the game. I'm just worried about Tiger physically. Is he able to do it? I'm going to take a chance and say that he will be able to do it. He hasn't played since he teed it up at Riviera in January. So I will take Tiger to make the cut at plus 100.
All right. Well, thank you for your investment there, Peach. The next one I have here is Victor Hovland, a top five finish at plus 500 at our friends at BetMGM. I'm asking for one unit. You know, Victor Hovland, as you said earlier, you'd like him to win a major this year, has struggled a little bit this year, but do you think that he, you know, are you with me thinking that he can get to the top five?
I'm not, Shawnee Sharp. I'm going to have to be out on this one as well. And Hovland's been a guy I've been singing his praises all year. I feel like on so many of these events, these high elevated events we've taken, Hovland just hasn't worked out. So I'm not going to go to the well one more time. There's a reason his price keeps increasing. He's at 33-1 now to win it. You mentioned his top five price is at plus 500. Victor Hovland is as good as any player in the world, especially when he's right. He won the FedEx Cup last year. I thought that he would win a major this season. And obviously, this is the first major of the year, so he certainly could do it, and it wouldn't shock me in the slightest if he does. But this is the kind of course where you really don't want to be searching for your game. You want to come into Augusta playing some of your best golf. Victor's just not doing that right now, so I'm going to be out on Victor Hovland.
All right, next up here, I have the guy who came in second. I'm asking for half a unit here on Brooks Koepka to win the Masters at 20-1 at BetMGM. As we know, Brooks did well last year and has good course history here. So are you with me on the Brooksy campaign?
Sean, some of the four best words in golf are Brooks in a major. That's all you need to know, right? Especially at 20-1, five-time major champion. He obviously hasn't won at Augusta yet, but he's been a runner-up two times. I was listening to his press conference yesterday that he had. He said he feels healthy. He's ready to go. And we know when it comes to the majors, he's just a different kind of player. So I'm absolutely all in on Brooks Koepka, and at that 20-1 price, I love it.
All right, I got two more here for you, Peach. This one is for two units. Cam Smith at a top 20 finish is at plus 110 here at the Masters. Didn't do well last year, but as we know, Cam Smith is on and off sometimes at the Masters here at Augusta. So you're going to take him to finish top 20?
I am. I'm in on Cam Smith. And so he's played here the last six times, right? Every other year in the even years, that's when Cam's played his best golf, and he's finished in the top five in all three of those years. So last year, finished in like the top 25. Year before that, finished second. And then again, the year before that, didn't have a great finish, then a top five. So last year wasn't good. This year, if history proves to repeat itself, he should be really good. When Cam Smith won the Open Championship at St. Andrews, he was one of the best golfers in the world. Then he went to LIV, and he hasn't quite been the same yet in these majors. But Augusta's been the one usually that he's been the most consistent at. And again, it's an even year. So I will take Cam Smith top 20 this year, plus money.
All right, last one here for you here, Peach. I'm asking for another half unit on Will Zalatoris to win the Masters at 40-1. Obviously, last year had to, with the back issue, couldn't finish, or I don't think he could even play. But are you with him here at 40-1?
I am. I'm in on Willie Z at 40-1. I mentioned it with Brooks Koepka. Brooks in a major is usually an auto play for me. Will Zalatoris in a major is usually an auto play for me as well. Will Zalatoris, it looks like, is kind of turning into like this new Louis Oosthuizen, where Louis has one of the best swings in golf. He's one of the best ball strikers, especially back in his prime. But Will Zalatoris, we know in these majors, with the way that he can drive the ball, his putting seems to always be well on these tough greens, these fast greens. And Will's played here twice. He's finished finished second and he's finished sixth. Last year, he didn't play because of a back injury, but he looks like he's fully recovered from that. He's played in some big events this year and he's played really well. He loves this golf course. And Will Zalatoris at 40-1, that is a great price. So I am in on Willie Z to win this week at Augusta. All right, let's go to Gridiron Glass now as we look at the NFL draft. Going to look at some of the top five pick markets here for the draft. Number one pick, Caleb Williams is minus 100,000. So we know that he's going to go number one. Jaden Daniels is 30-1. Drake May is 40-1. There were some rumors out there that the Commanders tried to maybe trade up to one with the Bears, and Ryan Poles said, I'm not doing that. Caleb Williams is my guy. Caleb Williams is going to be the Chicago Bears quarterback. That much we do know. The second pick is where it gets really interesting. What is Washington going to do at quarterback? They're not going to trade this pick. It's either going to be Jaden Daniels or it's going to be Drake May. All this JJ McCarthy smoke that came up like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, don't believe any of that. It's coming down to one of the two guys. What I will say, if you got Jaden Daniels at a good plus money price, I would consider also taking Drake May at a plus 135 right now, because then you're guaranteed yourself some profit, because I really don't know what Washington's going to do. I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels, but again, last year in the college football season, all season, we thought it was going to be Bryce Young and CJ Stroud, and then as draft season approached, we got all these rumors, and maybe we thought it would be Will Levis or Anthony Richardson. It ended up being those two guys. Well, all season, we thought it'd be Caleb Williams and Drake May. Jaden Daniels wins the Heisman, has an unbelievable year, and now he's getting all this smoke to go number two, much more so than those other guys. The odds have reflected that. But again, like, is Drake May going to go two? I'd be a little nervous. So if you have a plus money ticket on Jaden Daniels, I think you're in a great spot to maybe take some plus money on Drake May too. But if I had to make a guess, I do think Jaden Daniels goes two to Washington. 3 and 4 is where this market gets really interesting. The Patriots have the third pick and Arizona has the fourth pick. New England needs a quarterback, that much that we know, but they also need a ton of help on their roster, right? And they have a young coach in Gerard Mayo, who it looks like Robert Kraft is going to invest in long-term. They play in a tough division with three teams that are ready to win right now, in the Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins. So it's going to be another long season for the Patriots. We know in this league you can't win without a franchise quarterback. But do the Patriots feel like whatever guy that is left to them at three is going to be that franchise quarterback? I don't know. That's why I think there's a chance that maybe New England trades down and either gets another quarterback, or they get an O lineman or a D lineman or somebody like that, continue to stockpile picks and build your roster. So Drake May's plus 100, Jaden Daniels plus 160, JJ McCarthy plus 160. I would stay away from New England. If anything, maybe I'd take a shot at Marvin Harrison at 15-1. We know receivers nowadays in the NFL, if you have a number one receiver, that is huge, especially if you have a quarterback. Maybe one of these teams go crazy and they trade up for a receiver, or maybe one of these teams down in the draft, like a Denver, like a New York Giants, somebody like that, Las Vegas Raiders, maybe they trade up as well and get one of those quarterbacks, but I'm staying away. Arizona, same kind of thing, right? Obviously, they have Kyler Murray. They were terrible last year. They're probably not going to be very good again, but they do have some picks that they can work with here over the next couple of years. Do they continue to build off of that, or do they take Marvin Harrison there with that number four pick? At minus 200 to take Marvin with the number four pick, that's just not something that I want to get behind. And then the number fifth pick belongs to the LA Chargers. This is a really interesting market. What is Jim Harbaugh going to do? We really have no idea. It looks like the Chargers need a receiver. They traded Keenan Allen away. They cut Mike Williams. Quentin Johnson, who was their first-round draft pick last year, had a terrible rookie season for LA. So it looks like they're probably going to go receiver, whether it's Malik Nabers or whether it's Roma Dunze. But Jim Harbaugh, whether it was with Michigan, whether it was with Stanford, whether it was with the Niners, he builds his teams in the trenches. So I could see him going after like a Joe Alt or going after like a JC Latham, getting one of those big offensive linemen up front. So I would take a shot on one of the O linemen, because Harbaugh strikes me as a guy that might not do what people think he probably should do. So maybe look at one of the O linemen instead of maybe one of those receivers. Let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Lucy Burge here on a Wednesday. Lucy, great having you on the show. What are some five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Great to be here. Five-star play from the BetQL model today is in the NBA, and it is Mavericks Heat over 215.5. The Heat have hit the over in their last 7 games and in 4 of their last 5 games at home. They will be at home in this game. And the Mavericks have hit the over in their last 2 games and 2 of their last 3 games on the road. So the BetQL model loves the over to hit here once again, over 215.5 for Mavericks Heat.
Very nice. Lucy, what about you? What are some of your best bets for today?
Yeah, PJ, I have a lot of them today. First one, Michael Conforto to hit a home run against the Nationals. This is plus 1100. I think this is great value because he has 3 home runs this season, 1 in his last 7 games. He has not gotten a hit in his last 3 games, which is why the odds maybe are such as they are. But he hit his last home run 5 days ago. I think this is a good spot for him because he and the Giants will be facing Patrick Corbin. And Conforto has had great success against him in 31 at bats. Conforto is batting .323 with 10 hits, including 3 singles, 2 doubles, 5 home runs. So I love his chances of hitting a home run tonight to make it 6 against Patrick Corbin. And then Kyle Schwarber, over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. He did this 5 days ago. That was the last time he did this. His batting average has dropped to .205. However, I think he will get back on track today. He and the Phillies are facing Lance Lynn starting for the Cardinals, and Schwarber has 3 hits off of Lance Lynn in his career, including 2 home runs. So I think he can get that done. Then Tristan Casas, I think it hit a home run today. He has 1 home run this season. I think he can get another one today because Cole Irvin starting for your Orioles, PJ, and Tristan Casas batting 1,000 against him. He has 1 home run and 1 at bat. So all he does is hit home runs off of Cole Irvin. So I like that very much today. I also like Ozzie Albies over 1.5 total bases. Mookie Betts also over 1.5 total bases.
Love that. A lot of good stuff there from Lucy. Lucy, let's keep it going with the baseball conversation. Been so many injuries this year to some like top line starting pitching, right? Spencer Strider out for the year. Shane Bieber out for the year. Garrett Cole, we know, is missing time to start this season. With all these starting pitching injuries, like, is it making you a little bit nervous to bet some of these teams in the futures market?
Not so much the teams yet, but the if I was starting now to bet for Cy Young, AL or NL, I'd be a little bit nervous, or I'd be a little bit nervous about my bet going forward. Luckily, both of my picks for Cy Young have not been touched yet, but I say that very carefully because my NL Cy Young pick is Chris Sale. So he is not yet on this list, and he won't be. I'm not going to jinx anything. Pablo Lopez is my other one. He's doing fine. So I haven't been hesitant to bet on any teams yet because of the pitching situation, but the futures market for awards, I would tread lightly.
All right, fair enough. Lucy, you're about 2 weeks into the season right now. Dodgers and Yankees both with double-digit wins. At this point, who looks like the best team in baseball in your eyes?
I hate to say it, PJ, but the Yankees, they have the best record. They're 10-2. They have a +13 run differential in their last 3 games. They've won their last 4 games. They swept the Astros. I would have to say right now it's the Yankees, but it's still early in the season, so maybe that won't last long and some team will rocket forward and pick it up and beat the Yankees in terms of best team, hopefully. But I have to say right now it's the Yankees. Yeah, the Dodgers have also won 10 games, but looking at the Yankees run differential, looking at the way they've been playing lately, I think, and also the Dodgers are 10-4, Yankees are 10-2, so I would say right now it's the Yankees.
I agree. And they swept Houston, 4 games in Houston. They won 2 out in Arizona. So been an impressive start for the Yankees so far. AL Central, Lucy, I feel like we talked about this division before the season started. We previewed it. We said outside of the White Sox, like any team could win this division. And that's the way that it has shaped up. Cleveland's 8-3, Kansas City and Detroit 7-4. And the Minnesota, who was the favorite, they are 3-6. So Lucy, right now, who do you like to win the Central?
Yeah, you know who I picked to win this division? The Minnesota Twins, the ones with the worst record of the 3 teams you mentioned. 3-6 they are right now. It's crazy. This is nuts. The Guardians are having one heck of a time. But I'm going to stick with my prediction for the Twins to win the division because it is still very early. Things can change after the All-Star break even. So I would stick with the Twins, but I am very impressed by the start for the Tigers and the start for the Guardians, and maybe the Twins will start to impress very, very soon.
Yeah, maybe they will. She is Lucy Burge, co-host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips with Jake Kasan. Can catch them 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on the BetQL Network. Lucy, always great having you on. Excited for Red Sox and Orioles tonight. Maybe Jackson Holliday's debut. I'll talk to you later in the week.
Yes, looking forward to Jackson Holliday. PJ, I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis. From spreads and over-unders to player props, stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time for us to go off the glass, NBA edition. I know, no more college basketball. Very sad. We got to start diving into the NBA. We got about 4 or 5 games left in the regular season. Playoffs starting to ramp up a little bit, coming around the corner. We got the Grizzlies and the Cavs tonight. And again, with teams like the Grizzlies completely out of it, with teams like the Cavs battling for playoff positioning, we've seen a ton of big spreads like this. Cleveland favored by 18.5 tonight over Memphis, the total 213.5. Last night, the Timberwolves were favored by 18.5 against the Wizards. They were down 20 in the first quarter, came back to win that game by 13 points and nearly covered. But I just think this is too many points, right? Like, Cleveland is a team that's not used to being favored by this many points. And you just never know what you're going to get out of like a team like this, right? Like, obviously they're probably going to win the game. Do you really want to lay 18.5 with them? I don't. So I'm probably going to take Memphis plus 18.5 against Cleveland. Then we have the Hornets and the Hawks. Atlanta favored by 11.5, the total 221.5 in this game. Atlanta averages 118.6 points per game. They give up 120.2 points per game. That total sitting at 221.5. I think it's too low. I would take the over in that game tonight. Also look at a Hawks team total over as well. The three meetings between these two teams so far this season, the home team has scored 116 or more points. So look at that Hawks team total over. Then we have the Mavericks at the Heat tonight. Dallas has been playing really well. They've won 4 in a row, 9 of their last 10. It feels like in a bunch of those games, though, they've done a lot of their damage in the second half. They've gotten off to some slow starts. Going to be a tricky game tonight at Miami. I like the Heat plus 1.5 in the first half. Then we have the Raptors and the Nets. Brooklyn favored by 10.5. The total 222.5. Two terrible basketball teams. Both two teams that are eliminated. There's no chance I'm laying 10.5 with the Nets. But I don't want to back the Raptors either. So this game is a pass for me. Then we have the Spurs and the Thunder. I like this spot for the Spurs tonight, plus 15.5. OKC, second night of a back-to-back. Really big win last night against the Kings. Sellout crowd. The players for Oklahoma City really knew how much that game meant to them. They were trailing by double digits essentially the whole game. Came back to win a game that they had no business winning. And they're only one game back of Denver and Minnesota. Both of those teams play each other tonight, so a chance for OKC to gain ground on somebody. With all that being said, though, I think the Spurs keep it close. I'll take them plus 15.5. Then we have the Magic at the Bucks tonight. Orlando minus 1.5 against Milwaukee. It looks like the Bucks survived a tragic thing that could have happened with Giannis going down. Thought maybe it could have been an Achilles. It looks like it's just a calf strain right now. There's just no way Giannis is playing tonight. I'd be shocked if he plays the rest of the regular season. Obviously, if the Bucks have any chances of winning a championship, they need Giannis healthy. But Orlando, with all that being said, they're only 2 games back of the Bucks for that number 2 seed. You know they're going to be playing hard. There's a reason they're favored in this game tonight at Milwaukee. I'll take the Bucks in a pick 'em at minus 110. Then we have that T-Wolves Nuggets game that I mentioned. Winner of this game is the number 1 seed in the Western Conference. This game's going to have a playoff tight feel to it. And with Denver at home, I'm taking the Nuggets minus 5.5. I also like the under in this game, 213.5, with a lot on the line. And then finally, my favorite bet of the night in the NBA is going to be in the Suns Clippers game. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see this game last night. The Clippers played in Phoenix. They were up 37-10 at the end of the first quarter. It was an absolute beatdown. It was like 31-4 at one point. If Phoenix has any sort of pride tonight, they will go into LA and they will kind of give it back to the Clippers, what they did to them last night. I expect Phoenix to come out with a lot of assertiveness and be up by at least 2 in the first quarter. I'll take the Suns minus 1.5 at plus 100 in the first quarter. All right, time to wrap up the show with our best bets for today. We're going to start with a little going streaking here as we got back. Not going to be the last time that I use Bobby Witt Jr. But today we are going with Manny Machado against the Cubs. He's facing Kyle Hendricks, who he is 7-for-17 against in his career. That is good enough for a 412 batting average. I think it's a great spot for Manny. A little day baseball out in San Diego. He is my pick today in going streaking. My prop lock is going to be Jackson Holliday over 1.5 total bases at +130. You guys knew as an Orioles fan, I had to find out a way to get Jackson Holliday in here somewhere. Well, this is where he's going to make it in PJ's plays. But I talked about earlier in the show how the Orioles' top prospects have struggled in their first 5-6 weeks in the big leagues. However, Adley Rutschman in his first career at-bat had a triple. Gunnar Henderson in his first career at-bat had a home run. What is Jackson Holliday going to do in his first at-bat? Is he going to hit a homer? Is he going to hit a triple? Maybe even a double? I'm going to take over 1.5 total bases for Jackson Holliday, +130. Absolutely love that price. Right-hander Cutter Crawford on the mound today for Boston. My dog of the day is going to be in the Masters. It's going to be a plus money price. I'm going to take Scottie Scheffler to be in the top 10 at the end of the first round at +100, right? Scottie Scheffler, obviously the heavy favorite, +400 at BetMGM to win at Augusta. But I'm looking at +100 for him to be in the top 10 after the first round. Even though this major, compared to the others, you don't have to compete against many other guys. And Scottie has shown the ability to come from behind. He was 6 shots back in the Players' Championship on Sunday, came back to win that tournament. He knows the importance of a good start. I think he gets off to a good start. I like him to finish in the top 10 in the first round. I like the price at even money at +100. Shawnee Sharp, I know you got a bet in the Masters, sir. Where are you going? What's your favorite play?
I do, Peach. I'm going with the guy I tried to pitch you to earlier, Akshay Bhatia. Top 20 finish at +225 here, Peach. I just love this value. He's a lefty. We know lefties do really well at Augusta. He's also the first player who won the putt and chip competition at Augusta National to play in the Masters. So it fits right into a narrative play that I know you love. And also, I'm looking at his like most recent events. This year, he's either missed the cut or he's finished at worst 17th. So he's either going to miss the cut completely or he's going to hit this bet. So I'm really confident with this. And, you know, lefty swings are just pretty, Peach. They just are.
And lefties tend to fare pretty well at Augusta as well. So that's what Shawnee Sharp likes. Top 20 finish for Akshay Bhatia, +225. And my best bet, I just talked about it, Suns -1.5 at +100 in the first quarter against the Clippers. They literally played this team last night in Phoenix, and they were trailing 37-10 at the end of the first quarter. Now you get the Clippers on the road, you get them in their house, and you get a chance to kind of go at them in the first quarter. I think there's going to be a lot of urgency for Phoenix. If that team has any kind of pride, if you're looking at back in the Suns in the futures market, I think tonight could be pretty telling. You want to see this team bounce back after that performance that they had last night. I think they're going to do that. I like a -1.5 at +100 in the first quarter. Time to give out our card, though, in the Masters. Here it is, the best full screen that we're going to have all year as you look at the two guys that I have to win. Will Zalatoris at 40-1, Colin Morikawa at 50-1. Morikawa is really all just about the price. I mean, if you bet this 2 months ago, this probably was in the 28 to 1 range. Now we're getting it at 50-1. Willie Z, we talked about him earlier. So good in the majors. Was a runner-up here 3 years ago. Top six a couple of years ago. And he's great in the majors. So those are the two guys I like to win. I also like Willie Z, top 10 at +240, along with another guy who's great in the majors and Brooks Koepka. And then Wyndham Clark. Again, he's playing in the Masters for his first time. Debutants have only won here twice ever. So I don't like him to win, but I certainly do like him to be in contention at +225. And then top 20, give me Justin Thomas at +120. Changed his caddy, no more bones. He's going with a different approach this year. I think that could free him up a little bit. Corey Connors, we gave a video out on him earlier. Missed the cut at Augusta last year. The 3 years before that, finished in the top 10. And then Morikawa, I'll take in the top 20 as well at +140. So that is our card for Augusta. And then once again, our plays for today. Manny Machado, our pick and going streaking against Kyle Hendricks. He's 7-for-17 against him in his career. Jackson Holliday, over 1.5 total bases today in his MLB debut. Scottie Scheffler to finish in the top 10 in the first round at plus 100 is going to be my dog of the day. Shawnee Sharp likes Akshay Bhatia plus 225 to finish in the top 20. And I will take the Suns in the first quarter, minus 1.5 at plus 100 against the Clippers as my best bet. Thanks again to Lucy Burge for joining the show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Good luck on all your bets today. We'll be back. Masters starts tomorrow. Can't wait. Have a good rest of your day.